Escape by Robert K. Tannenbaum. Narrated by Charles Leggett.
To those blessings in my life, Patty, Rachel, Roger, and Billy. Prologue. Roger Butch Carp sat on the desk, which protested briefly before accepting its burden, and looked out at his audience. He was a big man, big enough to have played pro basketball if a knee injury in college hadn't derailed that dream. Instead, he'd pursued a different course and worked for the New York District Attorney's Office most of his life. Now, 30-plus years after law school, he was the elected DA of New York County, essentially the island of Manhattan, and he was sitting on a desk at the front of a classroom in a synagogue, getting ready to speak to bar mitzvah and bat mitzvah candidates as a role model from the Jewish community. He marveled at the resilience of youth. Considering what had happened at the synagogue just a month and a half earlier, it was amazing that these kids were smiling, flirting, and laughing, seemingly undaunted by a sometimes insane world that paralyzed many adults with fear. Yes, they had been afraid. No, they had not been defeated. Two of the students were Carp's twin sons, Isaac and Giancarlo, and it was because of them that he had agreed to teach the class. That his children were interested in religion at all was something of a surprise. The twins, as well as their older sister Lucy, had been exposed to a smattering of their mother's Roman Catholic upbringing. Marlene Champy had been raised in an Italian-American family in Queens.